Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of March 2018. Supreme Court has refused to grant Karthi Chidambaram interim protection from a possible arrest by the Enforcement Directorate, ED. Supreme Court, while asking the Delhi Development Authority, DDA, to stop Dadagiri, has stayed the proposed amendment to Delhi Master Plan 2021, which sought to legalize extra construction of both residential and commercial complexes. Supreme Court has asked Unitec to file a list of its unencumbered properties, including that of its subsidiaries, both in India and abroad. Supreme Court has said that questions should not be raised over the change in the judge hearing the Sarabuddin Sheikh fake encounter case in Bombay High Court, as the change in the roster was a routine affair which is in accordance with the established tradition there. Mumbai bench of the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has restrained Nirav Modi, Mehul Choksi and 62 others associated with the two diamond dealers from removing, transferring or disposing of funds, assets and properties of entities and individuals. Punjab and Haryana High Court has said that linking Aadhaar number to direct recruitment should not prima facie be a mandatory condition, as it by result in violation of Equal Opportunity Clause in Article 16, 1, of the Constitution of India and deny easy access to applying online for jobs. Delhi High Court has sought response of Centre, AAP Government, Lieutenant Governor, LG, and others on a plea filed by Chief Secretary Anshu Prakash challenging the notice by the Assembly's Privilege Committee directing him to appear before it for skipping a meeting called by the panel. Delhi High Court has directed a lower court to pronounce its verdict in a case relating to the alleged tampering of documents during the trial of the May 1997 Uphart fire tragedy case by the 30th of November this year. Delhi High Court has observed that mere involvement in office work and marketing activities cannot be a good justification in ground to seek and ask for an extension of time. Bombay High Court has expressed shock at a family court order that put harsh restrictions on a mother and included discontinuation of maintenance and even jail for not taking her son to a counselor's appointment fixed by the husband. Bombay High Court has held that it wasn't a fundamental right of any individual or authority to erect a hoarding anywhere, and instead local civic bodies can impose reasonable restrictions. Madras High Court has held that revenue recovery proceedings can't be initiated against a bona fide purchaser of the property. Punjab and Haryana High Court has upheld a trial court order annulling the marriage between a girl and a goodman on the ground that consent for marriage was obtained by using the fiduciary relationship as a goodman. Madhya Pradesh High Court has observed that inaccurate and selective reporting of court proceedings is not protected by virtue of Exception 4 of Section 499 of Indian Penal Code. Madras High Court has granted 3 more months to the state government for implementing its order relating to providing ramps and firefighting equipment in the hospitals. CIC has upheld the decision of the PMO that Aadhaar and voter ID details of Prime Minister Narendra Modi cannot be disclosed as they have personal information. Kolkata Bench of Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has ruled that there is no tax deducted at source, TDS, liability in the hands of the SSE since commission to the foreign agent is not subject to income tax in India.